Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I am with Assemblymember Crystal People Stokes. And this was the first year for early voting in New York State this year. How do you think things went as far as early voting?
I don't think they went as well as they could have. And I think it's a great start. But I think we could have done a lot better, and I'm hoping that in ensuing years when New Yorkers realize that they don't have to wait until election day to go vote, that they will avail themselves of it more often.
What do you think could have been better with regards to early voting this time around?
Well, I think we could have probably started talking it up as a reality much before the law was implemented. I don't think the average person is paying as much attention to laws being passed and implementation starting on what day as people think they are. And so I think that we probably should have started way before election day in encouraging people to use their access to early voting. I don't think the public education campaign was strong enough, and I think we should do better.
How do you think turnout for early voting went? Was it better than you expected?
Actually, no, it wasn't better than I expected. I expected more than that because I just would like to see people, you know, take advantage. I know I used it. Everybody in my circle used it. My family used it. But I think that there's so many other people who probably could have used it if they were made aware of it in a more timely fashion.
All right, for the next election cycle, how do you go about that early education about early voting? When should the discussion begin?
I think it could begin right now. In fact, if you think about it, the fact that you can vote and how old you can vote, that's information that's already out there. Why are we not adding the fact that you don't have to wait till election day to vote in New York State? And here are the options that you have. Here are the options that you could have. And so if people can get in their psyche that election day is not just that day anymore, it's a longer period of time, I don't see why we can't begin to do that sort of public education like now. And so I'm glad you mentioned it. I think I will have something put out on my social media accounts to speak just to that.
Was the early voting period too long in your mind? 8 days, do you think it could be shorter? Do you think it could be longer?
No, I think 8 days is good. I think 8 days is fine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.